Blaine? Susanna asked uneasily. There was no answer. Blaine, are you still there?
Yes. Tell me another one.
When is a door not a door?
Eddie asked. When it's ajar, you'll have to do better than that if you really expect me to take you somewhere. Can you do better than that?
If Roland gets here, I'm sure we can, Susanna said. Regardless of how good the riddles in Jake's book may be, Roland knows hundreds. He actually studied them as a child.
Having said this, she realized she could not conceive of Roland as a child.
Will you take us, Blaine?
I might, Blaine said,
and Eddie was quite sure he heard a dim thread of cruelty running through that voice.
But you'll have to prime the pump to get me going, and my pump primes backward.
Meaning what? Eddie asked, looking through the bars at the smooth pink line of Blaine's back. But Blaine did not reply to this or any of the other questions they asked. The bright orange lights stayed on, but both Big Blaine and Little Blaine seemed to have gone into hibernation. Eddie, however, knew better. Blaine was awake. Blaine was watching them. Blaine was listening to their frictive patterns and diphthong stress emphasis. He looked at Susanna.
You'll have to prime the pump, but my pump primes backward, he said bleakly. It's a riddle, isn't it?
Yes, of course.
She looked at the triangular window, so like a half-lidded mocking eye, and then pulled him close so she could whisper in his ear.
It's totally insane, Eddie. Schizophrenic, paranoid, probably delusional as well.
Tell me about it, he breathed back.
What we've got here is a lunatic genius ghost in the computer monorail that likes riddles and goes faster than the speed of sound. Welcome to the fantasy version of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Do you have any idea what the answer is?
Eddie shook his head.
You? A little tickle way back in my mind. False light, probably. I keep thinking about what Roland said. A good riddle is always sensible and always solvable. It's like a magician's trick.
Misdirection. She nodded.
Go fire another shot, Eddie. Let him know we're still here.
Yeah. Now, if we could only be sure that they're still there.
Do you think they are, Eddie?
Eddie had started away, and he spoke without stopping or looking back.
I don't know. That's a riddle not even Blaine could answer.
31.
Could I have something to drink?
Jake asked. His voice came out sounding furry and nasal. Both his mouth and the tissues in his abused nose were swelling up. He looked like someone who has gotten the worst of it in a nasty street fight.
Oh, yes, TikTok replied judiciously. You could.
I'd say you certainly could. We have lots to drink, don't we, Copperhead?
Aye,
said a tall, bespectacled man in a white silk shirt and a pair of black silk trousers. He looked like a college professor in a turn-of-the-century Punch cartoon.
No shortage of potables here.
The TikTok man, once more seated at ease in his throne-like chair, looked humorously at Jake.
We have wine, beer, ale, and, of course, good old water. Sometimes that's all a body wants, isn't it? Cool, clear, sparkling water. How does that sound, Cully?
Jake's throat, which was also swollen and as dry as sandpaper, prickled painfully.
Sounds good, he whispered.
It's woke my thirsty up, I know that, TikTok said.
His lips spread in a smile, his green eyes sparkled.
Bring me a dipper of water, Tilly. I'll be damned if I know what's happened to my manners.
Tilly stepped through the hatchway on the far side of the room. It was opposite the one through which Jake and Gasher had entered. Jake watched her go and licked his swollen lips.
Now, TikTok said, returning his gaze to Jake, you say the American city you came from, this New York, is much like Lud.
Well, not exactly.
But you do recognize some of the machinery, TikTok pressed. Valves and pumps and such, not to mention the fire dam tubes.
Yes. We call it neon, but it's the same.
TikTok reached out toward him. Jake cringed, but TikTok only patted him on the shoulder.
Yes, yes, close enough.
His eyes gleamed.
And you've heard of computers?
Sure.
But Tilly returned with the dipper and timidly approached the TikTok man's throne. He took it and held it out to Jake. When Jake reached for it, TikTok pulled it back and drank himself.
As Jake watched the water trickle from TikTok's mouth and roll down his naked chest, he began to shake. He couldn't help it. The TikTok man looked over the dipper at him as if just remembering that Jake was still there. Behind him, Gasher, Copperhead, Brandon, and Hoots were grinning like schoolyard kids who have just heard an amusing, dirty joke.
"Why, I got thinking about how thirsty I was and forgot all about you," TikTok cried. "That's mean as hell, God's damn my eyes. But of course it looked so good. And it is good. Cold, clear."
He held the dipper out to Jake. When Jake reached for it, TikTok pulled it back.
"First, Kelly, tell me what you know about dipolar computers and transitive circuits," he said coldly.